My name is Wilbur King. I'm from Lenoir County, and I want to talk about my memories of catching seafood and cooking seafood on the Neuse River. When I was a kid growing up, we had a what we called the camp on the Neuse River down below Cherry Point. And it was it's kind of a ramshackle type place, just something to get out of the rain more than anything else. And it was an old mobile home, and my dad built a huge porch on the front. And I had an uncle who was in the military, and he confiscated a bunch of cots from the military base. And we'd go sometimes, and there'd be as many as 20 or 25 people, and everybody would sleep on cots. And if it was nice, we'd take a blanket out and sleep on the beach, you know, and watch the shooting stars and that sort of thing. But my dad had an old boat and a shrimp net, and at dark or a little after dark, two or three of the men would get on the boat, and they would crank the motor and go out, and you couldn't see them, but you could hear the motor going, and they were pulling that shrimp net. And after they had pulled it for a while, they would start back into the bank, and they would yell out so that everybody knew they were coming. So we'd all run down to the beach, and they would beach the boat up on the sand, and everybody would grab the ropes and pull the net in so the seafood wouldn't escape. And there was always fish and shrimp and crabs, all kinds of fish. And then we'd separate all the seafood, and then we'd go back up to the camp. And my mother, I remember, she would always make a big pan of tossed salad, and it was like, sometimes there were so many people there, it would be like a wash tub full. And I remember how crispy and crunchy the lettuce always was. And the tomatoes were always garden tomatoes, you know. And it was just, you could make a meal on the salad. But when we cleaned the seafood, I say we, they, the adults, we would have fish that were fried with the French fries and everything to go with them. And then we would have shrimp that were fried, and normally a shrimp stew, which you prepare like a fish stew. And then the soft shell crabs that came out would be fried, and the hard shell crabs would be a crab stew. And I remember eating shrimp stew and crab stew until you just feel like you're just going to explode, but it's so good you can't stop. And I remember all the adults together, my mom and dad and my uncles or whoever happened to be there, you know. And the recipe my daddy used for shrimp and fish stew is one I still use. So I start out by frying out bacon in the bottom of the pot, and that serves two purposes, of course. One, it greases the pot so the stew doesn't stick, and then secondly, it certainly adds a flavor to the stew. And then he would always take his spoon and after the bacon had fried out, would drain the grease and leave it in the pot, but take the bacon out and spread it on a paper towel. And that's what we have for hors d'oeuvres. Everybody would fight over it. And you know, I still do that. And my children, when they were at home, experienced that same thing, because they always waited for the bacon to come out of the pot, you know. And then put in water, condensed tomato soup, salt and pepper, sliced potatoes and onions, and just boil it until the potatoes and onions are tender, and then add the shrimp or the fish or whatever, you know, eggs or cornmeal dumplings and that sort of thing. But I remember especially, I was always too lazy to eat fish stew when the fish had bones, and I was too lazy to enjoy the crab stew because it was so hard to pick the crab meat, so shrimp stew was always my favorite, and it still is. I prefer a shrimp stew over anything else. But crab stew is just really, really good if you're willing to take the time to break the claws and pick out the meat and that sort of thing. I think it's better than the other two, really. But we always were able to go. And back then, in the mid-50s, the seafood was so abundant as compared to now. We would just take a crab net and walk down the bank and just scoop up the crabs, just chase them down and scoop them up. And now you got to have bait and a trap, and you know, they're The everything's been overfished to the point now that it's not anything like it was then. And we used to just stand on the bank, take a cane pole like you go freshwater fishing with, and a little hook and shrimp, and just wade out into the water waist deep and just do it like that and just stand there and catch croakers all day long. And now you can't find a croaker in Neuse River to save your life, you know. But things have certainly changed so much since then with that area being overfished and abused. Yeah, we were always encouraged to bring all the friends we wanted to. So we always had people to do things with. And, you know, I have very fond memories. I learned to, I have, my dad bought me a boat and a motor when I was 11 years old. And I've had a boat and motor ever since I was 11 years old. And I learned to water ski there, and I learned, you know, I smoked my first cigarette there, I drank my first beer there, I kissed my first girl there. You know, this is a lot of good memories of that place and that time. I remember it just like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yes, so very lucky. I was.